Let's get back to the fair. Paul Ramos got somebody to talk to. Take it away there, Paul.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Maynard. Yeah, we're in the Lee Center, the hockey arena here at the Stevens County Fair in Morris. Our Q-Night 2 booth is set up, so when you're at the fair, stop by, say hi, register for us for some Mall of America packages, Nickelodeon Universe, SeaWorld's on there, mini golf, all that kind of stuff. So a lot of people are coming by here, visiting with us, and I have some special guests in our booth. We kind of made this an annual thing to visit with the Miss Midwest and Miss Morris area. They were just crowned. Thanks for coming in, ladies.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, now I got to describe to our listeners, you guys are all decked out now with your crown, your sash, and your dress, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Looking good.
Thank you.
Am I looking good?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, good. See the Q92 logo?
Yeah,
we know where you belong.
Well, thanks for taking the time visiting with us. What do you think about the Stevens County Fair already?
Oh, gosh, I love it. I come here every year.
It's been my favorite since I moved over here.
Yeah, you guys grew up in the Morris area?
I grew up in the Morris area, yeah.
Okay.
I grew up over in California.
Oh.
So my mom's side of the family is from here, though, so she grew up here around Morris. So we just moved here recently back in 2019.
Okay, good. Maybe I should introduce you to our listeners here. That'd be smart, huh? We've got Grace Alessi. Grace is Miss Morris area.
Yep.
Congratulations on your title there.
Thank you.
Excited. Then we got Taryn Peach. Taryn is Miss Midwest, right?
Yes.
All right. Talk about the pageant here, Miss Morris. Who wants to start?
Yes, I will. Okay. So we just had our pageant on July 8th. So what happens is we have a full week, pretty much, of us girls going around town, getting into the community, kind of telling them about us, what we do, a bunch of fundraisers to help for our nonprofit organization that we have. So all of our donations go to us girls for scholarships.
Nice. And so when was the pageant? Just recently?
Yep, July 8th.
July 8th, you were crowned. Mm-hmm. Talk about that experience, Grace and Taryn, about when they put the crown on your head that night.
Oh, gosh. It was it was a long process, a long day. So we start with interviews, and then we start our pageant, which we do a talent, on-stage question, fitness portion, and then an evening gown.
Okay.
So that was pretty fun, and, I mean, you don't expect it. All of a sudden your name's called, and you're getting a crown put on your head, and wow. And that doesn't hit you for, another week.
it didn't really hit me.
The biggest thing is you get to be on the Miss Minnesota stage next summer.
Yes. That's going to be super exciting.
Already thinking about it.
Yep. of course, you know the current Miss Minnesota, don't you?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Yes, so the current Miss Minnesota is Angelina Amerigo. She was a contestant that competed in our local competition, so she had been Miss Midwest and Miss West Central, and she won with her West Central title, and that was amazing to have happen.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That was at the end of June, right?
Yeah.
And so Angelina Amerigo is Miss Minnesota. I had an opportunity to visit with her a number of times here on Q92, and her dad is next to us here in the booth.
Right next to us with his booth, I know.
Mr. Amerigo, he's a pretty nice guy, isn't he?
He is the sweetest guy I've ever met.
He is.
Sincerely.
We didn't think they were going to be at the fair this year, so we saw him when we were coming in, and we're like, oh, my God.
Yes.
You guys are kind of one big happy family, right?
It is a sisterhood. It's a family. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, start with you. What was your talent and your initiative? Talk about that, of Grace.
So my initiative is the Road to Understanding Hospice Care, and I chose this because I work in a hospice-assisted living, so at the Courage Cottage.
Okay.
And I work with a lot of hospice patients and their family, and there's a lot of unsure about the hospice world and everything, so I want to help them with that understanding, because I also went through it at a young age, around 15, and then when my dad was put on hospice care.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So it really means it's very personal for you, huh?
It does, yep. Awesome. And then I did talent to dancing, which was a remix to Ladies Night by Kool & the Gang.
Oh, mm-hmm. Cool. And how about you, Taryn?
Yes, so my service initiative is Service for Sight, so that involves supporting the schools for the blind. And how I got into that was I go to school at UND up in Grand Forks, and up there I joined a sorority, and our sorority helped at the school for the blind.
Oh.
And so I kind of got into that and, helping out there, and I fell in love with it, and the kids, and they're amazing, and I kind of just, wanted to help them, because hearing these kids' stories was amazing, and, how they finally found a place where they belonged, and I just wanted to create that for more of them.
That's amazing. That'll take you a long ways, both your initiatives on the Miss Minnesota stage, I'm sure, doesn't it, huh?
Yes.
A lot of, and I know Angelina's is about the plastic.
Yes,
yep. One bottle, one straw, one bag at a time.
Oh, yep. You know
the
thing. I think
that's going to stay in my head.
Yes, forever.
All right. So what, did we get your talent
and
what you did on stage?
So my talent was a monologue. So it was a little short story about how I found my home away from home at college.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So what was that experience like for you then?
So, like, obviously, like, some people, like, don't have the best experience, like, going to college and being best friends with their freshman roommate, whatever. And I was fortunate to have, like, one of the greatest experiences happen to me in finding a home, because I'm really close to my family, and I just wanted to find another family. And I found that at college just through meeting people and the bonds I created, and it was amazing.
And that's at the University of North Dakota?
Yep.
Okay, how about you, Grace? Where are you at?
I am going to be going to school for nursing at the North Dakota State University this year.
Okay, mm-hmm. Good. So you're both graduates of Morse High School, I take it?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Class of 22.
Okay. Well, this is awesome, and appreciate you guys coming over and visiting with us. And I always end my interviews with your favorite fair food here at Stevens County Fair.
I would have to say mine would be the fries. And
The fries.
Okay. Yeah, honestly,
And what booth is that, do you know?
The wrestling booth.
The wrestling booth.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
Might have to check that out then. How about you?
I'm going to have to go with the hockey burgers at the hockey food stand.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Awesome. I just had a ribeye sandwich from, I don't know what
from the cattleman.
Those are good. Yes,
those are really good too.
Ooh, very tender, so.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a malt from St. Mary's.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with any of the food here, honestly.
No. Honestly,
it's a great fair, isn't it?
It's the best fair, honestly, in the state. It's the best.
So are you girls looking forward to Miss Minnesota contest?
Yes, I'm actually super excited.
I'm already thinking about it.
Pretty nervous.
What are some of your responsibilities as your title holder now? What are you going to be doing throughout the year? Parades, stuff like that?
So we've already had a bunch of parades and appearances within our community for, like, community connection, and then throughout the year, we're going to be working with our community service initiatives and just doing some more connecting in the community appearances, kind of get our organization out there and just help the community as much as we can.
All right. Good. Well, I have a win streak going. I interviewed the next Miss Minnesota last year. So maybe you guys could get lucky, huh?
Oh, fingers crossed.
If that happens, oh, man.
I know who to thank.
You.
I know who to thank.
All right. Thanks a lot for coming in and visiting with us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Have fun at the fair. Karen Peach, Miss Midwest, and Grace Alessi, Miss Morris area here in the Community 2 booth. We're located in the Lee Center here. It's a hockey arena on the grounds of the Stevens County Fair. And enduro race tonight, it's a big one. A lot of people coming in already, so come on down to the Stevens County Fair here in Morris.